it's 50 years of thinking about plays as performance, as well as text and as literature, and the experience of working with actors and of teaching it, and it all comes together in thinking about how we understand Shakespeare. So although it reflects my last 50 years of work, it's also putting a marker down for where I'm moving in my research. And my research is going to be into Shakespeare and the human brain. So I'm thinking about Shakespeare as a brain, whom we still have a certain amount of access to because he left us these texts, which we still want to read, reread and reperform in all sorts of different ways, and are still inspiring people to do different things with the texts themselves. They rewrite them, they reperform them, so they're not fixed, but yet there's something about the way in which they are so carefully constructed which allows people to play with them. I'm interested in that interface. I'm interested about the really careful construction which allows an openness in interpretation. And I think that that is a kind of window, really, about how our brains work, the way in which we like to imitate. Our brains are set up to imitate other people. The first thing that a baby does when it's born is to do facial imitations of the person peering at it. When my own daughter was born 30 years ago, you know, it was still thought to be burping or whatever, but it's actually communication. We now know that the baby is communicating visually and with facial gesture. So I'm interested in the way in which Shakespeare writes words in order to make actors do gestures. And it's the gestures that convey information to an audience as much as the words do, which is why it's so much more difficult to read Shakespeare than to watch it. Because when you're watching it, you've got all of the visual clues as well as the verbal clues. And it's also the reason the language is so difficult to read, because individual words aren't difficult. Well, some of them have changed their meaning, but basically they're not difficult. It's the way in which the words are put together which causes people problems. But it doesn't cause actors problems if they know what they're doing. It's about getting actors to move in a certain way, to speak in a certain way, and to do things which communicates.